Good afternoon. I'm talking about trends in gasoline prices, and so thinking about gasoline price as a policy lever that can potentially have a public health impact. So this comes from a recent paper we published. We got interested in this notion of gas prices back in 2009 when we published a paper in AJPH on the relationship between gas prices and motorcycle crashes. And we found a relationship where as gas prices went up, usually in some of the other limited literature, there was an association of motor vehicle crashes going down because generally people were driving less. But the opposite was happening actually in motorcycles. We were actually seeing a dramatic increase in motorcycle crashes and fatalities when gas prices went up because people were substituting to motorcycles because they were a lot cheaper. You get like 100 miles a gallon in a motorcycle. And so we've kind of examined this over time in a few different papers. This is one of the more recent ones. We're thinking about how linking at the gas prices to motorcycle sales to fatalities over time in the United States, really strong correlation. And so this got us thinking, how does this relate to, if we look at other countries? Because other countries have very different transportation systems and cultures, and can this relationship between gas prices hold up in other, as we examine it, broaden the scope beyond just the United States? So our fluctuations in gas prices have been shown to be associated with risk of motor vehicle crashes, at least in the United States. But less is known about cross-national differences. And we kind of, I do a lot of reading this area, and so there are some interesting differences in countries in terms of motor vehicle crash risk. So that aren't sometimes related to infrastructure, but sometimes related to the culture of driving there. So I thought that might be some interesting variation to look at. For example, a place like Tokyo has, it's very dense, very narrow streets, and so people kind of naturally drive somewhat carefully, and there's very low motor vehicle crashes in that country. So our objective is to compare country-level variation in motor vehicle crash rates and gasoline prices. So we use 20 years of economic road safety and economic data from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. We have 28 countries included in the sample. There's 34 countries total for OECD, but six we had to exclude due to missing values. So that was Turkey, Chile, Israel, unfortunately Japan, Iceland, and Slovak Republic. And we got gas prices from the International Energy Agency. So we looked at fatality rate for motor vehicle crashes per million population and also the injury rate per million population to get a rate. And then for gasoline price, we adjusted gasoline price to create the real gasoline price. So it's the total price per liter, inflation adjusted to $2012 dollars. It's the adjusted for the purchasing power parity for premium unleaded 95 RON liter, and also adjusted for country-specific consumer price index. So we're trying to basically make this, what is the cost of gasoline across these countries equivalent? We included a number of control variables that that currently in this analysis, and we're continuing to work on this. So this is very preliminary results still, so we're going to be adding to this list in the future. But what we have so far is unemployment rate, percentage urban population, the real gross domestic product per capita, again adjusted for inflation, the $2012 dollars, and then climate throughout the year. So we analyzed 28 countries from 93 to 2012 at the annual level, so adjusting for annual fixed effects, and did a fixed effects regression or model of gasoline price on fatality and injury rates. All of our variables were log transformed to deal with the skewness. So I'll just talk about three of these descriptive variables, but so the mean fatalities per million population over the time period was 105 fatalities, but it ranges from 28 to 278, so you can kind of get a clean some of the variation in fatality rates across the different countries. And the injury rate was 3,725 per million population, but it ranges from 211 to over 13,000. And even the gasoline price, because that's the other thing that we thought would be interesting here, because we know that gasoline price varies tremendously across all of these countries. So the average is $1.61, but it ranges from 42 cents to all the way up to $10, because we know that in some of these countries, it's, you know, gasoline is not subsidized like it is in, say, the United States, and so it's, you know, very expensive. Typically $10, $12, $13 a gallon for gasoline in many European countries, for example. So here we just plot out, so the x-axis here is the inflation and purchasing power parity adjusted unleaded regular gasoline price. And then the y-axis is the fatality and injury rate per million population. So most of, and this is plotting each country value in a given year. And it follows a pretty, you know, for one thing, they're clustering around this, you know, some of the same areas, but we do have some outliers where they might have, here's some outliers here where we have, you know, very low gas prices and extremely high injury and fatality rates. And then over here, some extreme outliers of very high gas prices and very low or much lower or low fatality and injury rates. But by and large, most of the data is clustering here and here, you know, in a given year. So I thought to try to bring some sanity to some of those dots, we rank ordered gas prices, injury rates, and fatality rates, and just showing the top three just to give some degree of a picture to see if there's any kind of pattern emerging from here that'd be even clearer. One is the highest gas prices were found in Hungary, the Czech Republic, and Poland, and the lowest gas price was the United States, really by far and away, Switzerland and Canada. The highest injury rate is in the United States, followed by Korea and Canada. And the lowest injury rate is in Mexico, the Netherlands, and Denmark. And also the lowest fatality rate is in Mexico, followed by United Kingdom, followed by Sweden. And Sweden has originated the Vision Zero policy. And then the highest is Korea, Greece, and Portugal. So a little bit of patterns there. You know, you have low gas prices in the United States, highest injury rate. Mexico actually also has a fairly high, not the highest top three, but it's in the top 10 in terms of high gas prices, but and very low injury and fatality rate. But it's also unique. That's kind of what we were interested in trying to glean from this. I talked to some friends that regularly visit Mexico, and you know, this, just the driving culture is just very different there. So you cannot afford to not pay attention to the road. So, so kind of in conclusion, we did multivariate regression of the fixed effects and found, you know, significant association of gas price. So of gas prices, higher gas price, lowering injury rates, higher gas price, lowering fatality rates, explaining a decent amount of the variation. But again, I think these are still preliminary results because we'd like to add a lot more control variables to this, at least minimally at least. So among the 28 countries that we studied, there was an association between the gas prices and motor vehicle injuries and fatalities. I think we need to do more to the model, but also dig deeper into some of the cross-national differences to better understand any kind of what causal mechanism might be happening. But nonetheless, in this research and others that we've done, increasing gasoline prices may be an effective policy option to reduce motor vehicle crashes. That's questions? Yeah.
Well, I just asked how you handle gas prices because they're purchased in the local market. In Canada, these ginormous a lot of variation.
Yeah. The question was, how do we really looked at the gas prices? So gas, you can get data we looked at the weekly, but you can actually get a daily value of gas price from the International Energy Agency. So every day for these different countries, what the gas price was on average for that country. And then you can aggregate that however you want and then adjust it for the purchasing power parity to make them equivalent in inflation. But yeah, that's an aggregate of the country, so it doesn't take into account the variation that might be within that country.